After this, Jesus went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. And they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And Jesus found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said to them that sold doves, "Take these things away, and make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written in the Scriptures, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Will the audience please stand? Then answered the Jews and said to him, "What sign can you show us, seeing that you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But Jesus spoke of the temple of his body. When, therefore, Jesus was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the Scripture and the word which Jesus had said. Would the audience please be seated? Now when Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.